podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about five ways to make the most of your off season, your coaching basketball off season. But before we jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We just got our new one in the gym. I just got to go down and play with it and kind of set it up. Super excited. It's our third one. But before I go dive down there and check that out, go over and give them a call. Mention Coach Unplugged, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, High School Hoops, Teach Hoops, anything. Mention me and they'll give you $350 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for a resource, if you're looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to push yourself, teachhoops.com is the solution for you. It's a little bit of everything that you need to become a basketball coach. Run by basketball coaches for basketball coaches, not run by college coaches, not run by trainers, not run by people that don't coach teams and coach kids and have been teaching for 30 plus years like me. Coaches run by coaches for coaches. That's what we do. So come over and check it out sooner rather than later. All right. Number one is you need to stretch yourself. So we're talking five different ways to make the most out of the off season. Number one is stretch yourself. Okay. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Just like your players have to be when all of a sudden team's been running, you know, pack zone or matchup zone, and all of a sudden they start trapping. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. All right. And you know, life really begins when your comfort zone ends, when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone. I just think about myself. You know, I was a teacher and a coach, and then I got outside of my comfort zone and did some stuff that I thought was important. Started a business, did some other things that I thought would help me as a person and broaden me and make me read more and learn more and do all of those kind of things. So I think that's really important as a not only as an educator, but as a human being, as a father, as a husband, as a dad, all those things. So that's the first. So, you know, stretch yourself. Okay. Do not let things nip away at your teams. I talk about the disease of me and how that kind of does it. And, you know, coaches are always saying that they don't want to reach out and get help. Similar to people that have mental health, they don't want to share anything and they don't want to get help. And you have to stretch yourself. If you want to get better, you have to have that growth mindset, which we'll talk about later. If you want to become a better basketball coach. So that's the first thing. Second thing is drop the comparisons. Coaches are kings at dropping comparisons. They're also very good at talking with other coaches behind their backs. So drop the comparisons. Don't worry about, you know, that coach is having an open gym every night. Don't worry about the facilities that the other teams have. Don't compare, compete. That's what you want to do. So you want to compete. It's becoming a better coach. Again, think about it. You want to stretch yourself. You want to compete. You want to do those kind of things. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter how big you are, your team is, doesn't matter how fast you are, you know, whether all those skills can be worked on. And then you as the coach have to do that. So you have to convince your players to compete and not compare each other. In the NCAA finals this year, when Gonzaga went against Baylor, you could see that they were competing. And not that both of them weren't, but so that's the second thing. Okay. Drop the comparisons. Number three is find those golden nuggets. And you hear me talk about golden nuggets all the time. If we all got 1% better every day, think how much better the world would be. It's not going to be in my coaches and I were just recently talking about how our staff and how our program can get better over the next, 9, 10 months. Well, it's not going to be these huge increments. We're going to do small little increments over time. And if we get a little bit better over time, hopefully by this time next year, we can make up some of that lost ground we had this year when we didn't play. I always try to find something new to do in the off season. So I'm going to find, I don't know, maybe I'll take up the clarinet or something like that, but I always find something. One year it was startteachhoops.com. So I think, you know, you have to do that. You have to be, like I said, that growth mindset. You have to take notes. You have to accumulate the little things over time to make yourself better. 1% better will give you all the golden nuggets. Okay. Number four, you have to determine how your commitment to becoming a better basketball players. Okay. So what do most coaches do in the off season? First is what the special state championship coaches do. Great coaches don't base state championships and rings on hope. They do it on work. And if you want to be successful, that's where you have to stretch yourself and you determine your commitment to becoming a better basketball coach and a better teacher and a better educator and a better mentor and all of those things. And then the last thing is, you want to be the wild animal, not the zoo animal. And what do I mean by that? You have to have the energy of the hunt. You have to go get the food on your own. You have to be the aggressor. No one wants, I want the wild lion rather than the caged lion. The zoo animal is dependent on the zookeeper coming and feeding them every day. I want players and coaches, and I want you to be the wild animal, the one that's going to go out and find their dinner and find their food. So be the wild animal is what I'm saying. And this by no means was meant to be a pitch, but if you think about what Teach Hoops does, it stretches you. It gives you golden nuggets. If you're going to buy teachhoops.com, you've made a commitment to become a better basketball coach. You've made a commitment to get on calls with me and get in our community. You've made a commitment to learn more about the game. So, I would challenge all of you, whether it's in Teach Hoops or not, it's totally up to you. I would challenge you to stretch yourself. I would challenge you to drop those comparisons. I would challenge you to find the golden nuggets. I would definitely challenge all of you to become the wild animal, not the zooed animal. And I'm challenging myself on my commitment as an old fart, not really, but I'm in my 50s. What is my commitment going to be to my players? How am I going to become a better basketball coach? So five ways or five things you as a coach can do in the off season that I think will help you become a better coach. So again, go over and check out Dr. Dish, check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And I appreciate you listening. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.